Michael Dieker, your keys to victory for these two teams.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier, you know, in the pregame and what Coach Slay alluded to, these two teams matching up right before the Christmas break. And that was the game where, you know, Opie's best player heading into this season, Millie Bailey, that's where she tore the ACL. And was watching that game. They were down 9-0 when Millie tore that ACL early in that first quarter. And they kind of just kind of standard pat. They played pretty well with St. Paul, only losing 42-30 right there. That was a kind of a tough loss for these girls starting things off, but they've kind of rallied around there. And I'm really curious to see how they can overcome some adversity. Not a whole lot of times in this home gym for Opie that they're the visiting team as a lower seed here on this sub-state.
Your officials for our opening matchup of the evening include David Johnson Burdick, David Keyser, and Ron Price.
But like it's Coach Slay said, you know, they're starting to really enjoy playing the game of basketball again. You know, they got over that hurdle of just all the pressure that it meant playing for this Opie program and the expectations that is always around this program. If they can kind of start off hot and kind of play with some confidence and stay with St. Paul, it seems like that it seemed to be the best of this team. And from the games that we've seen earlier in this season, to where if they can start off hot, get that, you know, momentum behind them to say, hey, we can play with these teams, that'll be very crucial for them to start off tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking to Coach Slay earlier, we just, you know, happened to mention, obviously, the only two losses on the season for St. Paul come from Frontenac and Colgan. And Colgan, the most recent loss here right before they came into postseason play, he thinks that that could be an advantage for his team, as maybe they're playing a little bit on their heels. They're still recovering from that. And that's very true. You know, there is sometimes that disappointing loss hangover that teams experience.
Yeah, and those are two quality losses out of the CNC League with Pittsburgh Colgan, a top team, undefeated in 2A, Frontenac, a 4A school. So the St. Paul Three Rivers League right there, they're ready to get underway.
We are underway here as Opie wins the tip-off. Grace Coughlin matched up with Elise Doherty. Coughlin wins it. Katie Robert now with it, going from left to right as we see the action. Opie in their road greens with gold numbers and letters across the chest. Opie, as first turnover of the ball game belongs to the Lady Eagles. Ava Clark was trying to find Coughlin on the left side of the floor, and just a little miscommunication. Coughlin zigs when she should have zagged. Now St. Paul on the attack. In the hands of Struthers O'Brien, that's Emerald Struthers O'Brien, the 5'6 senior. She'll throw it up top to Doherty. Now Doherty kicks it left side to Claire Bradshaw. St. Paul in their home whites with St. Paul across the chest. Numbers and letters red, as opening up the scoring is Emerald Struthers O'Brien with a big three from the top of the key. It's 3-0. St. Paul, as Katie Robert brings it down the other way, gets triple teamed on the right block. Ball will come free off an errant pass. We'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to St. Paul.
Yeah, back-to-back turnovers to begin the ball game for the Opie Lady Eagles. Kind of sped up in that man-to-man defense that St. Paul's presenting here to start off the game.
Got to settle in a little bit here as St. Paul back on the attack. Leading the way here this time will be Josie Harris. Apologies, Sophia Albertini, as she was trying to find Elise Doherty coming across the baseline. And now a turnover on the column for St. Paul off the missed pass. Katie Robert again brings it across half court. Full court pressure being applied. Claire Bradshaw pokes it away in the back court. Able to regain possession as Robert brings it across half court. Now trying to shake off Sophia Albertini on the left side of the floor. Goes up top to McKenna Broyles. Broyles will drive inside, lose her handle, gets it back, tried to turn and shoot, but she took two steps before she started the dribble. And that will result in the third turnover for the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, I think McKenna thought that the ball was knocked out of her hands by the St. Paul player, but the official did not see it that way. So that's why I think McKenna tried, you know, getting away with that travel.
An impressive student section here for Opie, as I think it's just miscellaneous night. Yeah. We've got a T-Rex over there. We got a boxer. We got a Bulls fan. I'm not sure what's going on. It was clean out your closet day at Opie High School. It's a missed shot on the opposite end by Elise Doherty. Leads to a rebound for Katie Robert. And nonetheless, they look to be having fun. I do see a Celtics jersey over there. It makes me happy.
Yeah, we got a LeBron James Heat jersey. We got Larry Bird up above. Derek Holting as the boxer.
Yeah.
Eli Forker's policeman. Michael Jordan, Damon Redeker.
Michael Jackson, I believe, down
yeah.
there.
A women's right activist, I believe, is Truman Bailey.
Yeah. As a ball comes free, goes into the backcourt on the Opie end. It's won by Sophia Albertini. Now on the right block, firing a shot is Josie Harris. It goes over the top, but she's tapped on the wrist, and she'll go to the line for two. That foul will go against Grace Coughlin.
I'm not a big fan of that, just that body, just the emotion that we're seeing right here, the body language out of Katie Roberts. She's very frustrated. Four consecutive turnovers to begin the ball game. Coach Slade trying to talk to that point guard, and she's not really having any of it. They got to have to get over this this slow start.
Josie Harris sinks the first of two. It's 4-0 St. Paul with 6:01 left to go in the first quarter. Puts up the second one, nothing but net. Harris perfect from the line. 5-0 run to start the game here for St. Paul. Under six to go in the first quarter. Katie Robert back on the attack now for Olpe. Has the ball poked away yet again. Down the other way goes Sophia Albertini. Misses the bunny on the right side. Katie Robert gets the rebound. Has it poked into the front court. Now ball's free. It'll be picked up by Elise Doherty. Doherty now brings it across half court with 5:35 left to go in the first quarter. Her team leading 5-0. That's the last time you're able to say that Olpe had six turnovers in the opening quarter. Down on the right block, Elise Doherty shoots and scores with the four-foot jumper and makes it 7-0 St. Paul.
Yeah, they've yet to even get into an offensive set. They're just trying to hand it off, and the ball, this St. Paul's switching on those ball screens, and just great defensive effort to begin the ball game for St. Paul.
Robert, inside the right wing, gets tapped on the wrist, so that will get a little bit of momentum. Ooh, Robert. Robert needs to be calm. I could read her lips there. She said it's about time. You mentioned it. You didn't like the emotion being shown there, and I'm sure Coach Slade didn't like that. Nonetheless, inbound comes from McKenna Broyles on the baseline. Up top now in the hands of Addie Sheevy. She'll go foul line to McKenna Broyles. Broyles picks up her dribble, trying to shake off the guard. Now goes to Coughlin at the foul line. Her pass intended for Katie Robert will be picked away by Sophia Albertini. Albertini takes it the other way. Hands off to Josie Harris, who goes up for the layup and gets fouled on the wrist by Katie Robert. 7-0. Still the lead here for St. Paul. Olpe yet to get into an offensive set or score, and we'll get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. Wants to talk things over with his team. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, and we'll Mike. You mentioned it, Olpe just out of sorts at the early going.
Yeah, we mentioned that start was going to be very crucial for them in this contest. And, you know, seven turnovers now to begin the ball game, all seven possessions resulting in that turnover. They've yet to get a shot up, get a clean, even look. But give credit to Coach Augustine's defense that she has presented her girls here tonight. Very good on the ball. Pressure, ball screen, switching on man-to-man defense. It's really given the Lady Eagles fits.
Yeah. You know, again, it just seems as if they just can't really kind of get their feet under them. And, I mean, again, it's very rare that we see that.
Plenty of time, though, only, you know, absolutely, not even halfway through this opening quarter. Plenty of time to right the ship.
Josie Harris goes to the line for two. Once again, knocks down the first. So she's 3-for-3 from the line. Second time she's been fouled. First foul going against Katie Robert now. Grace Coughlin with one as Harris remains perfect from the line. 4-of-4, sinking both those shots. Makes it 9-0 St. Paul. Olpe has got to find the basket here. Grace Coughlin gets tied up with on the left block outside the lane. It'll stay with Olpe as McKenna Broyles will inbound from the baseline left side of the basket. Trying to get the offense set before she does so. And she'll throw it right. Well, she almost had it intercepted. It's recovered by Jenna Smith, who checks into the ball game, who then throws it away up top, intending to find Katie Robert. Robert will try to fight for it and pick up another foul. And again, visible frustration on the face of Katie Robert.
You know, Coach Slay mentioned it. Kaylee Augustine in her first season as head coach, replacing Doug Tuck, that had been there for a long, long time. Not as long as Jesse Nelson and Olpe, but St. Paul, Olpe, very identical communities.
Oh, absolutely. Harris dribbles inside the lane at the top of the key. She'll hand off into the hands of Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw lets go a three at the top of the key. Hits the front iron. Rebound goes to Harris. Free throw jumper misses. Rebound goes to Katie Robert. She gets down the other end to Grace Coughlin, who overshoots the rim. Now back to Robert. Right wing thinks about a three. Goes right block to McKenna Broyles. Broyles goes over the top of the defender. Gets it in one. Broyles drives, shoots, scores, and has a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, McKinnon was going to work there on that right block, and fortunate they fed her the ball and let her go to work.
Puts up the extra point. It's no good. Rebound is ripped down by Doherty. Now to the hands of Josie Harris of St. Paul. St. Paul leads it 9-2. 3:40 left to go in the opening period, or quarter, I should say. I'm still in wrestling mode. My apologies. As Emerald Struthers O'Brien misses on a right wing three. Rebound again goes to Katie Robert. McKenna Broyles now with it on the OP end. Goes for the shot. Has it altered and taken away in the hands of Smothers O'Brien. Katie Robert now intercepts one at half court. Throws it left corner into the hands of Ava Clark. Now up top, McKenna Broyles fires and sinks the three.
And that bucket by McKenna on the last possession was just so monumental to get that confidence, break that streak, and then McKenna knocking down that big left wing three.
That's how you respond here. It's now a four-point deficit, 9-5, in favor of St. Paul with 2:54 left to go in the opening quarter as Elise Doherty is fouled on her putback attempt on the opposite end. That's going to go against Grace Coughlin. That'll be her second. She joins Katie Robert with two fouls on the night. As Doherty at the line, she has 2 points thus far. Puts up the first of two. Sinks it. Lead now back to 5, 10-5. But Opie has managed to crawl back in after being down 9-0 to start.
Yeah, that needs to get that Opie crowd alive in this one.
Yeah.
They need to take advantage of being the host of this substate.
Doherty goes perfect from the line. 2 for 2. Makes it 11-5. Lead back to 6. It's been as high as 9 as Grace Coughlin, right block, loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by St. Paul in the form of Sophia Albertini. So it'll stay with Opie for the time being, as McKenna Broyles sets up to inbound it from the right side of the basket, far baseline. Goes to Coughlin, but she really forced that pass. It looked like she was throwing a dodgeball, and it bounced off the leg of Coughlin and out of bounds. Now back into the Opie lineup comes Jenna Smith, the 5'7 junior. Out there for Opie now, it's Ava Clark, Jenna Smith, McKenna Broyles, Katie Robert, and Addie Sheedy. In the lane, going for the shot is Sophia Albertini, but she takes an extra step. She picked it up before she really started to drive to the basket, and that will fire up the Opie Eagles, who are on the student section tonight, trying to get behind their girls. Katie Robert, right wing now, on the OPN, goes inside the lane, has her pocket picked, and then taking a tumble is Chloe Seamy of St. Paul. Possession back to Opie. Long three on the way, no good by Ava Clark. 2:03 left to go in the opening quarter. It's 11-5 St. Paul. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Ava Clark. Actually, they're going to say there was a foul. And that's going to go against Ava Clark because she was trying to track down the ball, and she collided with Sophia Albertini. So once again, St. Paul on the attack, leading 11-5, under 2 to go in the opening quarter. At the top of the key is Josie Harris. Gives off to Smothers O'Brien, who loses the...
Drugger pivot foot.
Yeah, Drugger pivot foot. Sorry about that. Kind of lost her focus for a moment, took the extra step, and a important turnover here to the Eagles. Katie Robert across half court. She matches up with Josie Harris. She'll hand off to Ava Clark. Now to McKenna Broyles just inside the right wing. Broyles got stuck, able to get it away to Ava Clark. Up top to Katie. Bounce pass, right block. McKenna turns, shoots in the lane, goes off the backboard. It's no good. Up to collect it is Elise Doherty of St. Paul. 1:25 left to go in the opening quarter. 11-5 still the score. Doherty tried to feed it on the far baseline to Chloe Seamy, who gets collided with. I believe that was Katie Robert coming in to try and intercept it. No foul called, but it will go off Robert and stay with St. Paul. Layup attempt, point blank by Elise Doherty is no good. Rebound goes to Jenna Smith. She'll hand over to Katie Robert, who gets tapped on the elbow. And a fresh start here for Opie. they'll be able to inbound it and get their offense set. That foul is going to go against Claire Bradshaw. That's her second.
It's a big foul right there, getting Bradshaw on the bench.
Back into the St. Paul lineup is the 5'6 senior Emerald Struthers O'Brien. Taking a seat is Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw scoreless thus far in this ballgame. 1:04 left to go in the opening quarter. 11-5 the lead for St. Paul. Olpe trying to make a statement here before the end of the first. That's not going to do it as Addie Sheeby throws it away into the waiting hands of Chloe Seamy. She'll hand off to Josie Harris, who finishes left side with the layup on the opposite end. 13-5 now the lead for St. Paul. 40 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Ball almost comes free in the lane. Picked up by Grace Coughlin, who knocks down the 5-foot jumper. So Coughlin in the score sheet. Makes it 13-7. Pulls her team back within 6. 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Up top, Elise Doherty. Goes to Chloe Seamy. Seamy at the foul line. Jumper, good. Seamy puts the lead back to 8. 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Olpe back on the attack. Losing the handle on it is Ava Clark. It's a turnover to St. Paul. 3 seconds left. Long three on the way by Elise Doherty will catch nothing but air, and that will do it for the first of 4. At the end of the first quarter, it's 15-7 St. Paul over Olpe in this girls' 1A's Division 1 sub-state semifinal. We'll bring you second quarter action here after a quick break on Country 101.7 FM.
Olpe Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by the Citizens State Bank with 10 full-service locations, including their newest location in Olpe, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sell, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
The Olpe High School band playing in the background, trying to fire up the Lady Eagles. They trail it 15-7 at the end of the first quarter. St. Paul came out pretty ferocious there in that opening quarter, as it was actually a 9-0 run to start before Olpe was finally able to get on the board. Trying to continue the onslaught was Emerald Struthers O'Brien as she turned and shot from the right block. No good. Rebound goes to Olpe. Left side, Ava Clark now on the Lady Eagle in. Turns it over once again. That'll be the 13th turnover of the first half for Olpe.
Way, way too many, and they're going to have a foul in the backcourt by Ava Clark.
So that will be Clark's second.
So Clark and Coughlin both with 2 fouls apiece. And they must play pretty carefully.
Katie Roberts as well. 16 fouls for Olpe. Next one puts St. Paul at the line. Driving in now is Claire Bradshaw. Can't hit the bunny on the right side. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Olpe. 7:26 left to go in the half. Olpe trails at 15-7. Katie Robert taking her time, bringing it up across half court. Gets collided with there by Struthers O'Brien. No foul called. Then a turnover in the lane into the hands of Josie Harris. Harris will turn it over on the other side. And then another turnover as Ava Clark. Oh, man. Ava Clark stumbled a little bit there. And she gets up a little. She gets up slowly, and she's a little gimpy.
She's good, though. She doesn't want to sub.
It did look like she kind of stretched out that right knee a little bit as she was trying to stop her momentum to make a pass. But she seems to be all right. Looks like a contact came free on the other end, so we're getting some cleanup duty there by St. Paul.
We're good, maybe? I don't know.
Chuck Seidel was coming to help as well. So
Chuck will be on the call later on this evening.
Yes, he will. Inbound, almost intercepted by Jenna Smith. stays with St. Paul. Now a three on the way. It's way off the mark by Sophia Albertini. Rebound collected by McKenna Broyles. Hand off to Katie Robert. Robert now left wing. Goes to Ava Clark. Too strong on the pass. It goes out of bounds into the Opie band. That will be turnover number 16.
They just need to slow down offensively. They're getting sped up too much on that man-to-man defense. They're, you know, like they're trying just to hand it off. Just get some bounce passes. Work. Get some off the ball screens that work to get open.
8-point differential, 15-7. St. Paul leads Opie. 6:42 left to go in the first half. Struthers O'Brien misses another layup. That's got to be her fourth miss from point-blank range with no coverage. Rebound again goes to Opie. Now back on the attack of the Lady Eagles. Coughlin, left elbow jumper is an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Possession now to St. Paul. Both Coach Schlemaker letting his team know how he feels about their performance thus far.
Yeah, both teams kind of a little out of touch right here to begin the second quarter. Both kind of making adjustments there in between the quarters. And you have to find a rhythm.
6:10 left to go in the second quarter. Scoreless thus far. St. Paul still leading 15-7. As you can hear the Opie student section in the background. Struthers O'Brien fires another three from the top. No good. Rebound will be collected by Sophia Albertini. St. Paul still with possession. Now up top with it is Claire Bradshaw. She'll let go a three from the top. No good. Katie Robert will collect the board and immediately gets tied up. And Coach Slaymaker wants a foul on St. Paul. I think he has a case there. Josie Harris got in, and he will get the call. As they're going to say Sophia Albertini actually committed the push. That'll be her second. So Opie regains possession. Jenna Smith left side to Ava Clark. Clark up top to Katie Robert. Mishandles the pass. Able to get it under control. Then has it knocked away by Sophia Albertini. Again, St. Paul so aggressive here. Opie just can't figure him out as Emerald Struthers O'Brien has it now in the front court for St. Paul. They lead 15-7. 5:10 left to go in the half. Neither team has found the basket thus far here in the second quarter, although St. Paul's had their opportunities. Another three attempt from the top of the key by Claire Bradshaw will not find the net. 4:55 left to go. Katie Robert manages to pick up the rebound, throws it into the front court. It's almost stolen by Sophia Albertini, but she won't be able to maintain possession. It stays with Opie as McKenna Broyles will inbound from in front of her own cheering section. Throws it into the backcourt. It's knocked out of bounds by Josie Harris. Staying with Opie for the time being as back into the Opie lineup comes Addie Sheeby. She'll replace Katie Robert. And we'll get a full timeout taken here by Coach Kaylee Augustine of St. Paul. Wants to talk a few things over with her team. We'll go ahead and step aside ourselves. We're back in 60 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 15-7, St. Paul leading Opie.
Opie Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Visit their showroom on Highway 99 in Opie to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal plus rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Opie Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House.
4:48 left to go in the first half. St. Paul leads Opie 15-7. Opie with possession out of the full timeout by Coach Kaylee Augustine of St. Paul. Jenna Smith has it now, gives to Addie Sheedy at the foul line. Now to Grace Coughlin. She'll have it poked away by Josie Harris. And I'm I got to say, I think there's been a few instances here where St. Paul's maybe gotten away with a few extra jabs than they should. This time, clear-cut steal by Elise Doherty on the inbound, and the scoreless streak for both teams breaks at 4:30 remaining, as it's now a 10-point lead, 17-7, as Elise Doherty gets the layup. Doherty now has six on the night. Another attempted steal by St. Paul. Won't find Pater, then it will again after Jenna Smith turns it over. Down the other way, Josie Harris misses on the layup. Rebound and put back by Struthers. O'Brien will miss. A fight for the ball and will get a foul against St. Paul. Be the fifth team foul. That one will go against Josie Harris. That's her first, team's fifth. 17-7 is the lead for the Indians of St. Paul. Opie Lady Eagles still trying to break through this defense as McKenna Broyles just fires a wild hook shot from the right block. The rebound will be won by Addie Sheevy. She'll go left side to Jenna Smith, who fires a three that's off the mark. Rebound will fall out of bounds. Last touch by Opie. 3:47 remaining. St. Paul with possession, leading 17-7 here in the second, or in the first half, I should say. Coach Slay having a conversation with Claire Bradshaw of St. Paul. Who does Coach Slay not know?
I know. It seems like he finds a way to visit with just about anybody. Even when he was officiating. I mean,
that's true.
That's, you know, my youth, the remembered Slay as a referee, and now we've, in the better part of the last decade, he's been a coach, you know.
Yeah. 3.5 left to go in the first half. St. Paul still leading 17-7. Driving inside is Emerald Struthers O'Brien. She'll have to kick it up top to Claire Bradshaw as the OP defensive pressure too much down low. Now Bradshaw, right block to Doherty. Doherty trying to get free of Sheevy and Coughlin. Works it up top to Chloe Seamy. Seamy now to Bradshaw, right wing. She'll drive inside the lane, loses the handle. Picked up by Addie Sheevy. Sheevy hustling down the other way, trying to go around Elise Doherty. She does. Addie Sheevy puts the first points on the board in the second quarter for Opie.
Great take there by Addie. Now get some backcourt pressure here.
Lead back to single digits. It's 17-9. 2:40 remaining here in the first half. St. Paul has not trailed. Seamy, left wing to Bradshaw. Thought about the three. Goes inside the lane. Hop step, or I should say jump stop. Goes right side to Kenna Doherty, who checks in for the first time for St. Paul. Now to Struthers O'Brien. Fires a right block jumper. That's no good. Rebound goes to McKenna Broyles. Broyles across half court. 2:15 remaining in the first half. Right side, Jenna Smith with it. Foul line to Coughlin. Coughlin gets collided with by Claire Bradshaw. No foul call. Thrown up top to Ava Clark, who fires a 25-foot three-pointer that's off the mark. Rebound will be picked up by Elise Doherty. Sophia Albertini getting set to check back in for St. Paul. As Struthers O'Brien works it up top to Elise Doherty. Doherty at the foul line. Now to Bradshaw, left wing. Thought about the three twice. She won't take it, and then she will run through McKenna Broyles.
They're going to call
the foul on Broyles.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to call
a moving screen.
Coughlin ran through the screen before Broyles, I believe.
No, they're going to call it on McKenna. As McKenna took the brunt of that one, but it won't pay off for her, as now into the bonus is St. Paul. So going to the line for the 1-1 is Claire Bradshaw. Out comes Emerald Struthers O'Brien and Elise Doherty into the lineup for St. Paul. Comes Sophia Albertini.
Indians perfect 6-for-6 from the foul line.
And Josie Harris. Well, you jinxed it right there as Claire Bradshaw misses on the front end of the 1-1. Rebound goes to McKenna Broyles. Splitting the defense now on the right wing. She'll give it to Ava Clark. 1.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Clark breaks the ankles of a St. Paul defender. Goes up top to Jenna Smith, who fires a three that's off the mark. Rebound won by Grace Coughlin. Now back to Jenna Smith, who gets tapped on the wrist by Claire Bradshaw. Bradshaw will pick up her third foul. That's big. Bradshaw's been a big facilitator for this team, as she'll take a seat the remainder of this first half. In comes the 5'7 junior Ava Chambers for St. Paul. Broyles to inbound it from the right side of the basket on the baseline. Goes up top to Addie Sheevy. Now left side, Grace Coughlin jumper off the backboard. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kenna Doherty. Approaching 60 seconds to go in the first half. Still leading is St. Paul, 17-9. 1 minute remaining in the first. Josie Harris starts her drive, kicks it up top to Chambers. Now to Simi, right side of the floor to Kenna Doherty. Kenna to Sophia Albertini. Albertini, nice spin move in the lane, fires a shot and gets it to fall. Well, say what you want, you got to commend her. That was a heck of a move. 32 seconds remaining. It's 19-9, back to a 10-point lead here for St. Paul. 25 seconds. Opie with possession. Addie Sheevy left side of the floor. Gets a screen from Jenna Smith. Smith now to Coughlin. Right elbow, drives to the right block, goes back up top to Smith. Now at the foul line, McKenna Broyles has it poked away. Recovered by Smith. 9 seconds remaining. Opie needs to get a shot off here as McKenna Broyles, left block, fires the shot, gets tapped on the wrist. It's well off the mark, but she's going to the line for two. Thus far, Opie's only been to the line once for a old-fashioned three-point play. This will be their first formal trip for two. McKenna Broyles sets, puts up the first. It's off the mark. No good. Got eerily quiet in here as she sets for the second. Puts it up. It's good. Lead cut back down to 9. 4 seconds remaining, and St. Paul is just going to dribble it out here. They're not going to take the last shot. That will do it for half number one. It's 19-10. Opie held to just 3 points in that second quarter as St. Paul takes the lead into the halftime locker room. We'll take a quick break, come back, get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, get you halftime stats and analysis as we continue here at the 1A Division I Substate Tournament from Opie High School. Coverage brought to you here on Country 101.7 FM.